This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Chinette Brand. Chinette Brand makes premium disposable tableware for all of life's gatherings. Visit mychinette.com to find out more. Geico. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. OxiClean. Work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxiclean.com for more cleaning tips and tricks. QuickView. Pick up a QuickView at-home OTC COVID-19 test at your local retailer. And Ring. This holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/OTV to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. All right, quick pause before we get into this week's Grape Therapy to talk about something you guys know I love, and that's Chinette Brand. I have to say, it was so great to have it on hand last week for Thanksgiving. If you're not already familiar, Chinette Brand is a people-focused disposable tableware brand that makes everything you want and need when it comes to getting together with the people in your life, no matter the occasion, and it's particularly great to have on hand during the holiday season. And they've actually been a part of American culture for over 90 years. For all of your gathering needs, from baby showers to bachelorette parties to birthdays to any reason you have to hang out with those people in your life. So their products include Chinette Classic, Chinette Crystal, and Chinette Comfort. And they offer everything from durable plates and cups to napkins and table covers. It's really nice to not have to worry about anything shattering or anyone breaking anything. And also, easy cleanup. We love an easy cleanup, especially if you're the one hosting. Ugh, I used to dread cleanup so much. Their stuff really can handle anything you're putting on your plate. Plus, it's microwave safe for those leftovers the next day, which is amazing. Their products are made with at least 80% recycled materials and are always cut resistant and durable enough for ribs, cakes, anything you're putting on that plate. Or in your cups, for that matter. You guys got to have this on hand next time you're gathering with the people in your life, and the holidays are a perfect excuse to stock up. Visit mychinette.com to find out more.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow's going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today, I had the pleasure of chatting with none other than the Bachelorette, the lady of not just the hour, but the lady of like a lifetime, because she's truly making such a positive impact in women's lives across the globe. I don't even think she knows it. Maybe she does a bit, but she's so stinking humble doing her podcast with me from her classroom 60 seconds after getting them all on the bus. Oh, bless. Michelle is here, and we got to talk about her role as the Bachelorette, how she's navigating real life and famous life, her final three men after a heartbreaking goodbye with Rodney, and just more about who Michelle is in her quote unquote regular life of teaching, playing sports, and her upbringing, and also how her freaking cutest parents on the planet met, because I think we all love them. This lady is a gem and a half, like even better than how good she is on the show. And I'm just so proud of her. I hope you enjoy my chat with her and cannot wait for the men tell all next week. You in your little element over there, are you in the classroom?
Your background is so much cuter than mine. I have like, wait, my multiplication strategies.
I am so impressed by you. Like the fact that you're just like taking Zooms from your classroom after a long day, like you, I can't get over you.
I legitimately just put the kids on the bus and now I'm like here. I had no choice. I can't go home. So you have gotten truly like Miss Young today.
I love it. I love it. It's a perfect backdrop for you. Perfect. And I literally was thinking about like the difference. I'm like, you are just, I'm trying to be professional over here with my little blazer outfit. And, but really,
pulling it off.
Well, really, I'm just trying to hide Taco Bell noises that are going on in my tummy. And I was like, I got to look like I'm somewhat put together, because there's a whole lot of not put togetherness going on in here.
First of all, I knew that you were like a queen and confident and like smart. And obviously I knew all these things because I had met you, but seeing you back, like when I'm watching conversations that I've never obviously heard before, watching them and being a viewer and watching you as the Bachelorette, I'm like, you are the most composed. Like, I think you're the most composed Bachelorette we've ever had in the history of all Bachelorettes. And I'm being 100% serious.
Aw, that's a nice compliment. I mean, yeah, I feel like, I guess, however you view it, compose, sometimes compose is like, people think it's boring, which I guess.
But would you rather be called composed and boring, or like entertaining but like a huge mess?
Composed and boring, you know?
Because boring doesn't, I don't think it's boring at all. And I like to see that in a lead, because you got to leave the messiness to the contestants, you know? But you seem like a true, like I said this to Tayshia actually when she was the Bachelorette. It's like you've done this before with how composed you are. And like, I saw you week after week, I'd be like, you're good. And you'd be like, yeah, I got this.
There were times I remember just walking up to you and Tayshia and they're like, you look really good. How are you feeling? And I was like, I'm good. I feel good. I'm like, am I not supposed to be good? Like, am I doing this wrong?
No, it's so impressive. And we said that to you all the time, and it's very impressive. And it's cool because I feel like you really took advice that you were given about like surrendering to the process and allowing yourself to fall for more than one person and not getting in your own head about that. Like, I feel like you took all the advice you could have taken and applied it, and really like you're doing it the way you would do it.
Yeah. I felt like, well, one, you guys had the best advice and it was so helpful to just come through it, because I mean, anyone can give advice on just how to handle yourself, but also when you two had been through it,
right?
And this is not normal. Like, this truly is not normal. There's just so many moments where you would say something and it would resonate with me. And then I'd be like, okay, like I know how to put like my Michelle twist on this, but totally. It was just so incredibly helpful, and just having like that guidance, or just even knowing that, okay, I'm not alone in this and somebody understands how I'm feeling to a certain extent. That's what's helpful, just having that understanding.
That's actually a good point, because I think that's, you know, we learn that about talking about mental health in general, like on social media, if you see someone talk about it, you feel less alone. When you're going through something that involves so many emotions, like what you're dealing with, it's so nice to just be like, well, I've got two women here who feel like friends who have gone through this exact thing, and like, they're okay. I'm going to be okay no matter what.
Right. Exactly. It's like, yeah, it was just like this relief, you know, where you had that to fall back on whenever you needed it.
I also feel like your confidence is contagious. Like, I feel like people watch the episode and we're all like, yeah, we run the world. Like, I feel like it's contagious. I love it.
I have received just so many positive messages from other women and about like being themselves, and that when they're watching, they feel like they kind of have the inspiration to do that. And yeah. I mean, I think that's what I'd want out of all of this, is to have people understand that you can truly just like embrace who you are and be goofy, be crazy, you can cry. Remember when it was so hard for me to like allow myself to cry? I remember the first time I cried in front of you.
I was like, it's okay. You can cry. Like, this, it's a lot. People don't, you know, obviously they don't realize because nobody's really put in that position, but it's a lot. And it's only a matter of time before you have to have a little breakdown. Well, I like to call it a mentee B because it sounds cute. And it's like, I just looked at you and I was like, it's okay. You can cry. Like, this is the time to do it. And I'm here to listen.
Right. I felt like it was because we were sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
We were on the couch and that the sleepover date.
Oh, that was a tough one. Yeah. And then that's the time in the journey where you crack.
Right. And it was like, I knew it was going to be this thing at once. Once I opened the floodgates, it was like they were open. Tears are now welcome all the time.
But did you find it therapeutic at the same time?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I did. Because it's like, it was just that release that you get.
You like unlocked another level of Michelle.
Yeah. Yes. In a way. I feel uncomfortable with it, you know?
I get it. That was me when I went on The Bachelor, not The Bachelorette. I was like, I'm not gonna cry. I'm not really a crier. And now I'm like, I cry over anything and everything. And I'm like, that's who I am.
That's okay. You know, showing emotion, it's just people can connect with that.
Like, I mean, yeah, we saw a lot of that through, you know, this whole, well, this episode specifically, but like through your whole season, I feel like the guys have been really good at showing their emotions and opening up. And I feel like it says a lot about you as well, that you do give them the confidence and comfort to open up that way. And it's nice because you were able to be goofy and silly, and you're really good at banter and like being quick, but you're also really good at listening and allowing these guys to open up and be vulnerable. But we're going to get into that. I first have to just ask how in the world you've been managing teaching. To think that you went back on a Friday and went back to teaching on a Monday blows my mind. How has that been balancing everything? And what is it like, do the teacher or the other teachers and the parents just like want selfies with you now?
If they do, we make sure to keep it like, you know, Miss Young, once I step through these doors, once I'm in my classroom,
yeah.
Really Miss Young. And I think that's what's been so nice about this is that I've had this escape. And so when I'm at school, my coworkers completely respect and me being Miss Young, and we don't talk about the show. I don't have questions asked about the show. And it's not in a like non-supportive way. It's in a, you know, my
boundaries,
my balance and boundaries is just the fact that, you know, I want to focus on my students. I want to focus on them. And not that you don't get to know the personal side of your coworkers, but like, it's something that, you know, bachelor world can become everything, and it's a lot. And it is nice to have that break and just have that piece of me still there.
Yeah.
Because when you're outside of these walls, it's, you know, you're Michelle the Bachelorette to most of the mm-hmm. world. And yeah. As far as managing it, I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah.
So tired. It's a lot. It's like, you know, to say that I'm managing this perfectly, no.
Right.
But are my students getting 100% Miss Young? Absolutely. You know, my friends are getting 100% Michelle. They're also very understanding. In my text response time right now, it's not so hot, as you know.
Yeah, that's okay. I always tell people that your priorities have to be what your priorities are that make you, you know, who you are. And text messaging and getting back to us, don't worry about it.
I'm like, I just don't take it personal. I've talked to my friends. I'm like, I love you guys. You know, I love you. If it's an emergency, text me again. Like if you really need to, whatever. But I mean, I really do. I try to put down my phone and focus on the people in front of me. And
I love that. Like, how did you set those boundaries? I know you said that to your friends, like, I love you and this is how it is right now. But with being a teacher and having, you know, because that's it's a big deal to be on a national television show as the lead, especially as a teacher and, you know, exposing a dating life and having teachers probably usually go in the lunchroom and talk about this show. So how did you set those boundaries of saying like, I still want to be Miss Young when I come through these doors?
Honestly, like my administrator, my principal was the one who we sat down and kind of had a conversation. Even when I was on Matt's season mm-hmm. and came back and we just kind of had a conversation of, okay, what do you need from me? You know, how he wanted to make sure that I was the most comfortable at school.
Yeah.
And like what that looked like. And, you know, it really is because people are excited and they want to talk about the show. And it's mm-hmm. so hard that, you know, you want to answer those questions, but at the same time, it's like, I do want that balance. And I think that balance is really healthy. And so it was like a conversation that we had and then just kind of touching base with everybody, and everybody's been super respectful about it and they get it. So it's like, I know they're rooting for me. We've had those conversations too. But you know, it's not like just like getting hounded by questions or anything like that.
Finos, do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. But you know it's easy. I think you do. Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. It's that time of the year, the time we all get a little sick and start guessing whether our cough and runny nose is caused from allergies, a cold, the flu, or even COVID-19. Don't risk not knowing and pick up a quick view at home OTC COVID-19 test over the counter from your local retailer. In just 10 minutes, you can get results in the privacy of your home. Take 10 minutes, take charge, visit quickviewathome.com for FDA emergency use authorization only.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
I mean, how did you even get on The Bachelor in the first place? Like, and how did you get that many days off from me? Like, how did you get the time off? I had so many listeners who are teachers be like, ask her how she got all this time off. And how did you even end up to getting on The Bachelor?
Okay, so I still don't know how I got on The Bachelor.
Stop.
Still have no idea. I was nominated. Somebody sent my name in. Somebody, I don't know what else they sent in. I think they sent in my Instagram at that time. I don't know. And then I got a phone call. I got a message and then I got a phone call and it kind of like went from there. But I had people look into it because I'm like, who did this? My friends, nobody owned up to it. I feel like they're telling the truth. I still have no idea.
Whoa, that's really crazy.
So it's weird. Yeah. And then it's like turned into this. So I literally want to be like, well, thank you. Like whoever you are, I have no idea who it is. But
I mean, that feels like it's now my mission in life is to find out who nominated Michelle to go on The Bachelor because it turned into a very large blessing for all of us viewers at home to watch you. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then how'd you get all the time off?
Okay. So it kind of happened super quickly and I wasn't sure if I was going to go on the show, you know, that first time around. I was not a spotlight girl, reality TV spotlight girl. I don't know. It was just, you watch it, right? But like, I never pictured myself on the show.
Right.
And I'm so private and like PDA is really hard for me. Yeah. And talking about emotions really hard for me. And so I was very hesitant, but then I kind of like kept waking up and I was like, okay, I gotta go. Like,
yeah.
I'm supposed to have this opportunity. For whatever reason, I talked to my administrator and he was just incredibly supportive. Part of it was that he knew who I was. He knew what I stood for and still stand for and just kind of knew that composure piece. And so it wasn't really like this like conflict of, okay, one of our teachers might not handle herself well. Like he truly believed that I would stay true to who I was.
Yeah.
And as far as the time off, it was me setting up the school year with having like a team teacher. And so I had someone who was like a long-term sub who, you know, started in the classroom. And then I came in and took over and, you know, the rest is history. And the second season, I pushed it to the summer because I didn't want to leave those students again. And so luckily with the pandemic, you know, I was teaching online longer, whereas I would have had to leave my classroom a lot sooner to film that first time. And so
crazy how everything just works out like the way it's supposed to.
Because somebody literally asked me, would you have taken this opportunity if we weren't in a pandemic? And I honestly, the answer would have been no. Like I wouldn't have taken the opportunity. Just because I was allowed to teach like 3 weeks-ish longer than I would have been able to. And like that's huge. You know?
You can, I mean, it just is all over your face and your heart that like this, that you are a teacher. It means so much to you and the kids mean everything to you. And teachers are just always the most, my mom was a teacher my whole life and they're just always the most passionate, compassionate and like, just like hearts of gold. And so I believe you when you say you probably wouldn't have done it otherwise, but it worked out. And it sounds like you have a really incredible administrator and school that you're a part of. What do you think is the most difficult part about being a teacher today in general, not just as The Bachelorette?
There's just like the world is changing so fast. And I think for me with, you know, I'm in fifth grade and we see so many different things with like how social media is playing a role in mental health. And, you know, these students are being exposed to so much. And so you have students coming through the door and they have all of these other things that they're dealing with. And then on top of that, you have to try to teach them long division. And you know, when they talk about how teaching has evolved, it's what teachers and like the expectation of teachers of, you know, lack of salary and doing so much from your heart, but like teacher burnout and the hours that you put in. I mean, the hours I put in and the hours my coworkers put in, it's unreal. And it's like, you never stop working. Yeah, because
and you're constantly giving and giving and giving. So
you are. And then, you know, there's a lot with like, you take a mental health day or a personal day and it's like, you feel like the worst, like the most terrible person in the world. It's just like, there's so much
teacher guilt.
There's so much on, you know, there truly is so much on your plate. And like, even last year talking to like my family and my mom about it, because they see, you know, they see the inside scoop and things like that, but it's like, you can't just take a day off. Like you, right. You know, you write sub plans. You wake up in the middle of the night vomiting from the stomach flu and you are sitting in the bathroom writing your sub plans for the next day.
Like, oh my gosh.
You know, I've been there, you know, we've all been there. And so it's just like, there's so much that goes into it that is truly overlooked, and just teachers get up, you know, every day willing to do it. Just, yeah, you know, you're waking up and you're doing this and everyone's so different. All these kids are so, so unique. And it's like, they all come in with all these different goals and at these different stages of learning. And it's like, it's such a balancing act, you know?
Well, and not to mention, like you said, the social media aspect or mental health aspect, like there's so many different things going on when, and a pandemic, you know, like fear in the kids or like, what a mask can do, like learning with the mat, like there's so much added stuff onto that that would make it difficult. But that's why teachers are so amazing, because you know that they will do that. You know, they're like a parent. You don't get a day off and you get up and you show up for those kids.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt you, but did you see it got super dark because my lights are motion sensor? Do you want me to turn on a light?
I mean,
why didn't you yell at me? It literally went off and I'm like, okay, they'll tell me if it's really bad. Okay.
I didn't even notice. I was like, oh, the sun, it's maybe like the sun's going down.
If it was really darker, they went off. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, turn on a light. I want to see your face. Yeah, I love it. Just so, so authentically, Michelle.
You know, the world can see the lovely fluorescent lighting that we were.
Yeah, you don't have the bachelorette lighting anymore. You still look perfect. Okay, I have some questions from the listeners. A lot of people, but Hannah Kay says, how did you get into teaching?
I grew up around a lot of teachers. And what that did is like, these teachers would allow me to come into their classrooms when I was really young and be able to like work with their students. And that's when I just truly fell in love with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, once I got into high school, I just had some really amazing teachers that kind of challenged me to get in the classroom and were like, we think you'd be really good at this. And it's just been something that I've always loved and kind of knew that I wanted to do. But end goal is to get into administration. And that's kind of where I'm headed with everything. And, you know,
that's so cool. I love it. I love that you're not like, well, I'm going to go for an influencer of the year award in my 5-year plan, which that's amazing too. But I love that you still want to stay true to what you love to do.
Yes. And I mean, I guess maybe I can do both.
Oh, you can. Absolutely.
Clorox wipes.
Yeah. You'll get so many unique.
Holla at me, you know,
you'll get like really unique teacher brands to work with. Actually, you will. That's you can 100% do both. I mean, in my mind, I'm like, you're Michelle Young. You can do anything and you can do everything. That's so great. Yeah, you can definitely do both. Actually, that was another question that I had here from someone. People wanted to know if they could help with anything that your school needs.
Oh, wow. Help. Oh, God.
I'm like, do you have a
sure, what kind of help? What kind of help would you like? I mean, just that's such a difficult question.
Or it could be just like in general, it could be just helping teachers in general. Like,
and that's what I would say is just really, truly showing appreciation to teachers. And I mean, schools constantly need supplies. I feel like schools are always in deficit. And I joke about like the Clorox wipes, but really like our life depends on if like when we're running out of Kleenex tissues, Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer, and like if the copier machine is broken or not, because that really throws in a wrench for the day. But my teachers, college teachers will like that. But truly is just, you know, any school, community, anything, like there's so many things that you can either donate, whether it's pencils, whether it's backpacks, whether it's, you know, just different things that every school community needs. I feel like it's so crazy different, but just being appreciative. And, you know, that's like the biggest thing is teachers just want to feel appreciated.
Yeah, of course, because you're giving so much, and you're like, just I would need my cup filled back up here too.
Yeah, it's more of, you know, like we don't want necessarily gift cards and presents. Okay, well, people enjoy those things. I feel like I'm gonna be like, they're gonna be like, why did you say that? Yes, we do, but you know, but like truly a thank you,
like
showing appreciation. On other days besides Teacher Appreciation Day.
Yeah, it goes a long way, doesn't it? Suze Winter asks, what are the most critical changes that need to occur in education to support teachers?
Teacher pay. I mean, we're qualified. Go to school. We go get our master's. We study for this stuff, and to have, you know, the faith in the community to be trusted with like what we're doing and to be appreciated and compensated for our actual time that we put in. And don't even get me started on the educational system. You know what I mean? Like there's just, you know, it's ever changing, and there's a lot of things that are still the same, you know, for our students. And I think that's probably the hardest part, is that you have all these different things that you try to like, feel like you have to force, you have this pressure to force all these different things onto these students. When reality, like our world has changed so much, their world has changed so much, and teachers are the ones who see it. And I think they're the ones that, you know, need to be listened to.
It must be nice for you now to have a platform to speak about it.
Yeah. I definitely need to be like, better at
a little busy right now,
sharing, you know, but like with sharing what's on my mind with that is just because it is something, it is, you know, I am routinely reflecting and thinking about the educational system, thinking about my students, thinking about changes that need to be made and all of those things. And, you know, now that I have the platform to share it, to be able to do that, let me get my thoughts organized.
I mean, even on like your holiday break, you're probably prepping and catching up on other things.
Always. It just doesn't stop.
I'm so impressed by you. Celine Trapnell wants to know, and so do I, how did your parents meet?
How did my parents meet? They actually worked for the same company, and they were really, really good friends. And then my dad actually like developed feelings for my mom. And I believe he tried to make a move, and my mom was like, whoa, what are you doing? And then he was very persistent. And then eventually she's like, oh, okay. And you know, they were like best friends before they were in love type of best friends. And yeah, clearly have never looked back since. But it did take my mom a minute to come around.
That's funny. I love that story. That's well, it's great. I always talk about like a tough foundation to start on can usually be the bachelor or the bachelorette. It can be a tough foundation, and dating all these other guys and falling for all these other men is, it can be really hard on a relationship, obviously, to start. Yeah. Last question, Woltzma asks, advice for girls who are having trouble feeling seen or heard.
Stay true to who you are. I mean, that's the biggest piece, is that I think at times when people don't feel heard, they change themselves to try and feel more heard. And frankly, sticking true to who you are, continuing to speak loudly, continuing to show who you are, all the time, that like authenticity, that word that's thrown out so much. It truly is. It's just being yourself. And, you know, it's hard in middle school and it's hard in high school and college and those things like that. But it's like, sometimes you're just not around your audience yet. And that's okay. And it's like, that doesn't mean that you should be silenced. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel heard. But, you know, if you are speaking and if you have something to say and somebody's not listening and continually not listening, speak louder, and then they're not your audience. They just aren't. And
that's a good point.
Learning that is, I think, a tough thing to learn for sure. And especially in the world of social media.
Mm-hmm.
But
for people to have a teacher like you, like you also become a mentor, who you are is teaching them without you even realize you're teaching that part of life, the confidence and the being true to yourself. Like you, because you naturally do that, and because you have this now incredible platform and people see that in you, you're probably rubbing off on these kids more than you even realize with that confidence.
And we do have those conversations very frequently. And, you know, my student, one thing that all of them know, and if you walk to my room and ask them, is that they know that their voice matters and they feel that. And I make sure to, you know, explicitly state, like, your voice matters.
Wow.
And, you know, there's been situations where I've had students who haven't felt heard in different situations in school or in the community, and just really helping them figure out a way to voice themselves and figure out a way, you know, to kind of pull through that and how to handle those situations. And we do affirmations in my class.
That's awesome.
We do, you know, all of that. I think a lot of it is for sure teaching it, but people have important stories to share. And, you know, I think it's really important that everybody speaks up.
I love that. I love that you're teaching your kids that too.
Okay, Vinos, let's take a second to talk about Ring. Not the one on my finger, even though I'd like to talk about that, but the one on my door. Everyone knows about the Ring video doorbell, but did you know that Ring also makes an award-winning alarm? Ring Alarm is such a great way to provide safety to you, your family, your loved ones. I know that having this alarm gives me such peace of mind, especially when I'm out of town, which seems to be constant these days. And now that the holidays are coming up, I know a lot of people are going to be traveling, and it's the perfect time to get it set up. It's also more than just security. The Ring alarm protects your home from fire, freeze, and flood too. And flooding is a real problem here in Nashville. It's not only powerful, but it's affordable too, and you can easily set it up yourself or use Ring's team to do it for you. And one of my favorite things, it is connected to your phone through the Ring app, so you can get notified if anything is detected. Plus, Ring alarm works seamlessly with all of your other Ring products, like their security cameras, so you can see what's happening both inside and outside your home. This holiday season, deck the halls, walls, doors, and windows with the best deals of the year on the award-winning Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/OTV to get a great deal on a Ring Alarm security kit today. That's ring.com/OTV. Alrighty, I'm no magician over here, but lately I've been feeling like one when I do my laundry because I've been using OxiClean White Revive Laundry Whitener and Stain Remover, and let me tell you, it really does work like magic. I've just been organizing my closet for fall and winter because I know the colder weather is coming soon, and I've definitely found a couple of items that need to be brought back to life, and that is where OxiClean White Revive comes in. Okay, so I have to explain to you why it really does seem like magic. OxiClean White Revive has 40% more whitening power than chlorine bleach per load, so without any of the negatives of chlorine bleach, so you can revive those dingy whites in time for fall, bringing them back to brilliant and bright, and it's safe on colors too. I had a white shirt that I actually thought was heading straight into the trash, but I soaked it overnight and it really did come back to life. And this is just going to be such a game changer for the next time I stain something too, which, let's face it, is inevitable. It can be a mess sometimes, okay? So work your magic with OxiClean White Revive. Visit myoxiclean.com for cleaning tips and tricks.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
This is a complete, 180 of a question, and Kelsey Bradley really wanted to lighten things up here, but she said, did you ever fart in front of one of the guys?
No, not that I know of. I'm sorry. Gosh, I'm so boring. I'm so boring. Do you want me to lie? Oh, No, but I found out Clayton clearly did in front of me, which I had never, you know, thanks to my students.
We find that out. We find that out on Men Tell All, don't we? That Clayton was a tutor. That's so funny. And then Hannah K. 5 asks, one word to describe each of the guys that remain.
Like, I'm trying not to be like, Nate, tall.
Yeah. The obvious.
Right?
Yeah.
Brandon. Playful.
Yeah.
Joe. I would say quiet confidence.
Yeah.
But that's two words.
That's quiet. Okay. Quiet confidence makes sense.
Rodney. Air fryer.
Air fryer? What? Explain. How do I not know this?
Shoot. I don't know. I feel like I'm fine to talk about this. Rodney. Talk about influencing. Rodney is going to be the man to sell anybody an air fryer because, one, this man loves his air fryer so much. I learned all about his recipes. He uses it every single day. All his friends, his family knows that he constantly talks about his air fryer. I'm setting him up right now to like be able to do this in the future.
Absolutely. You're rooting for Rodney.
He sold me on an air fryer. Like if you are not sold, like if you turn the TV on, what is it? Those like infomercials? Late at night. Yeah, but like late at night when like those infomercials come on, right?
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be Rodney selling an air fryer. And boy, will I tell you, he does a good job with it because I have one in my Amazon cart right now. I'm about to hit send. I'm about to hit complete.
Did you know that Jason always dreamt of doing that, being like a late night salesman on infomercials?
That is really, how did he come across that? Is it a passion?
And he does the voice all the time and he's like, but wait, there's more. And he does like this whole thing. And he used to actually want to do that.
It would be actually kind of fun. I'm sorry. Am I like, you're like, Michelle, just stop. Okay. And Nate, I would say intellectual.
Okay, well, that's a good one.
Very smart.
And with all that being said, okay, obviously it was hometowns and we had to say goodbye to Rodney, which was obviously sad because everybody just loves Rodney, right? And that's the problem was obviously you guys, it wasn't like something went wrong. It was, everything right. was right, just didn't, you know, wasn't catching up with the rest of them. But which hometown surprised you the most?
I would say Joe's hometown probably
How
surprised
come?
Me the most. Or I guess it was the hometown that walking into it, I felt like I still had so much I wanted to learn about him because mm-hmm. he was, you know, a little more on the quiet side. And so I came in wanting to see like, okay, like, does he let loose? Does he joke around? You know, just because in this situation, it's like those are not the feelings or those are not typically the actions that come out when there's cameras and all right. this different stuff. So I didn't feel like he was lacking in that area. It was more of like, is there that side? And I know I probably haven't seen it because of this really weird situation that we're in, which is completely mm-hmm. normal to, you know, be off or just.
Yeah. So did it surprise you that he was a little more goofy or that his whole family was a little more quiet?
Wait, I don't even know at this point. That question got me. I feel like I straight up, you know, asked like, is he goofy? Like,
yeah.
And they're like, yeah, he does. He like let loose. He can let loose. He laughs. He has fun. I just saw him a little more comfortable in the fact that when he was talking about his feelings around his family, his family was like, Joe's talking about his feelings. Yeah. And I think that's kind of what surprised me because that's how my family reacted the first time they came and visited me when I was on Matt's season is they're like, whoa, like she can't talk about her feelings. And I kind of felt like I saw that in them and kind of understood that. And I connected with them really, really well. And I could, you know, picture seeing myself being a part of that family.
Yeah, for sure. And then I mean, we'll get to see because the next one is overnights, right? The next episode?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's Men Tell All and then, but I feel like that was very telling to you as well to have the cameras go away. And that's when you really get to see, you know, the real side too. Not that they're not being real, but more real and like truly who they are. All guards down when the cameras are gone.
Yeah. And that part of overnights was just, I think it's so crucial because you get to see that. You get to see, you know, everyone just kind of take a deep breath and you get to see not so much like if they change a little bit, I guess.
Right. Like it's more of like they don't change. They just like get to show more. Yeah, exactly.
They're just like, they take a deep breath and they just like relax and are just more comfortable. And that's
amazing. I keep just laughing because I have questions here about Rodney. And now I just keep thinking about him selling an air fryer.
Yeah, his brown sugar salmon, I think it was.
Ooh, that sounds nice. I have an air fryer. Really good. Mm-hmm. I should hit him up for some recipes.
100%.
Yeah, with Rodney, obviously you could see yourself with him, but you just could see yourself with other people more, which at the end of the day is what your goal is on this show. But I know the answer to this, but did you know going into that rose ceremony that Rodney was going to be the one to go home?
Honestly, yes and no, I guess. It was more like this thing where, and you tell me if this is kind of how you felt too, but the concept of just grasping the concept of how things change so quickly mm-hmm. is what is difficult about this, right? Because it's like, you should be able to, you know, in the real world, like wake up and know exactly like it's this, or, you know, this is the relationship. And I am a fairly decisive person,
mm-hmm.
but when you have conversations with these people, you can have a 2-minute conversation that changes everything.
So true. And
that's something that I had felt previously, that's something that I had a conversation with you and Tayshia about, with your experience as well. Mm-hmm. And so I really did make sure to keep myself open because I knew that you can have a change of heart. You can have, you know, these things where I'm like, you know, 1 minute it's like, yes, this is a stronger relationship. And then as you're kind of navigating it through this experience, there's times where you have a conversation and you're like, okay, this changed things.
Yeah. You
know? So that's kind of what I was
especially
always.
Especially with meeting families.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then obviously Rodney had like the classiest exit ever because.
That was so hard because you don't, I mean, we cared about each other so much. We still care about each other. It's just, it was one of those people where they truly changed your life with being a part of your life and you didn't want to lose them. And
totally. That's a hard goodbye.
It was. And it was very much a goodbye where it was like, I want you in my life.
Yeah.
Regardless of how this turns out, I want you in my life. And I hope we can figure out, you know, to be able to have that friendship because we just truly do respect each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys are probably friends still, then that's great.
Yes, 100%.
Love that. I love that. Okay, Brandon skateboarding. I was dying laughing because he was very rusty. And I was like, did he think he was going to get on that skateboard and like be a Tony Hawk? Or did he know like, it's been a while, I'm going to suck?
I was expecting a Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Well, when he shows you his hometown date and his ramps and like skateboards and everything, I was like, oh, here we go.
It's terrifying getting on a skateboard.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's terrifying. But yes, I felt like I was like, this dude is just gonna get on the board and be, shoot, I can't even say the correct terminology. What is it?
Ollies,
yes, is that right? But I think I said, I think you don't pop an ollie. I don't know.
Maybe you pop an ollie. You
pop an ollie?
I think maybe so. I said, well, pop
a kickflip. I said something wrong while we were doing the filming, and everybody's just laughing at me because it's just like it was not the correct terminology. But
okay, maybe you are wrong. But my very first boyfriend was a skateboarder, and he was got paid to skateboard. And whoa. I should know that terminology, but I forget. That was a long time ago.
The skateboard head flip, you know, or like the hair flip. Did he have that?
He had long blonde hair and he used a shoelace as his belt and thought that was so cool. And he had webbed toes.
You think, do webbed toes help you with balance?
I think so. Wow. I swear that's why he was good.
One of the listeners researched that and get back to me.
I bet you my podcast producer is Googling it right now.
100%. Yes. I'm very curious.
Yeah. Let us know, Minnie. And he was like, when she's in the room, my legs don't work. I'm like, that's not going to help you on Fantasy Suites. Just kidding. I can't say that to you. You're a teacher in your classroom. Caitlin, that's enough. Okay, Joe, your prom date with Joe was the sweetest date I've ever seen. And just this, like, cinematography, is that what the word is? The bubbles going and the room spinning and the music playing and the, like, symphony background. It was magical.
That date surprised me. Like, that home date surprised me. Because I 100% thought I was walking back into a gym to play basketball again.
Yeah.
And I wasn't disappointed, but I was like, we've already played basketball. Like, this is going to be our fourth time playing basketball. Like, oh, man. Like, let's do something different. And it was prom. It was really cute. It really was very cute. It was like this fairy tale straight out of the movies prom moment.
It really was. It was like a very unexpected romantic move on his, and the fact that it was from your poem that he like heard you and did that, like it, I just got goosebumps right now again because I thought that was just so magical.
It was It's definitely a moment that was very special. I think it will always be special. And
and you'll always have those prom pictures, which you two are the most photogenic couple.
And yes, everything was perfect. I honestly don't think he missed thinking of one thing.
Yeah, no, it was, I really liked watching it back because, you know, that, I don't know, we saw the prom stuff on Bachelor in Paradise and I was like, what is this going to be like? And it was just truly like, I don't know. It was really romantic and sweet. And I really loved that date. And then Nate, AKA Nathaniel, did we know that was his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Going into it, I knew that his mom referred to him as Nathaniel.
Okay.
And so for me, I was like, okay, so we're like, do you go by Nate? Do I call Nathaniel? Like, if you're in trouble, if I'm mad at you, am I supposed to use Nathaniel?
He just seems like a Nate to me, like, because it's just Nate being Nate. And then I'm like, Nathaniel? What?
Nathaniel?
Who's Nathaniel? But I really, that hometown got me. I sobbed watching it because I know it's like, and you kind of said this, where it was kind of a scary moment for you because you're like, is he ready to do this? Is he going to like break my heart? But you also did it all, which I always say this word with you, but with grace, because you realize how big of a moment that was for him and his family to express their feelings and show emotions and say, I love you, that you were able to not make it about your fears. And even though you had them, you were still able to like make him feel good in that moment about what he got out of that day.
Yeah, I think that in every relationship I've been in, my focus has been on the other person.
Wow.
And I think that's how it should be. But in order for a relationship to work, you know, I think with even like thinking about my parents, like the reason why it works is because my mom's constantly thinking about my dad and my dad's constantly thinking about my mom. And it goes both ways. So like at the end of the day, both people are taken care of. And in that moment, it was so much bigger than, you know, my worries and my fears. It was all about truly like embracing this moment with his family and just how pivotal it was to have the conversations that were had.
Wow. Well, gosh, whoever you end up with, or if you do, they are lucky. Okay. Because that's something I need to work on in a relationship. I'm like, but what about me?
I'm not perfect with it. I'll tell you that. I'm really not.
But the fact that that's like on you, that's really beautiful. And we saw that in that hometown. I thought that was, I hope everyone noticed that too. Cause I was like, wow, that says a lot about your character in a relationship. And next week, obviously we have Men Tell All and we got to tease it. So what do you think people can expect to see at Men Tell All?
Oh, I feel like they can see. What can't they see?
It's everything. I mean,
we're there. Yeah. They are going to be able to see so much. I feel like they're going to get answers. They're going to get resolutions. They're going to get powerful moments.
Yes.
All of the above. I think, you know, there's just there were so many just different conversations that we had that night that I think we needed to have that night.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, everything happened so fast. And then I was like on a plane the next morning and, right. But you, I mean, I said it on stage, but you just handled yourself perfectly in every moment. And I think the guys saw that and we saw that, and everyone at home is going to see that as well. And you're definitely going to see a lot of the guys freaking arguing nonstop about the same freaking pizza and jackets and, like, you know, the usual suspects just being, you know, the drama that the TV likes, but a lot of powerful moments as well. And a couple tears as well.
Yeah.
You really, really had it all. Okay. Before I've got two more quick things for you. One, you have to give me a good confession, because I feel like this is something that people are going to be like, I'm not expecting.
I mean, I have embarrassing stories. Like, I have funny, embarrassing stories. Do you want me to give an embarrassing story? And then do you want me to give you a confession?
Yes.
Okay. All right. My embarrassing story. Okay. So this was 2 years ago. Yeah. I was in a master's program. And I was taking this weekend class, and this weekend class was like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, it was insane, intense. I had to take off of work to go to this class. I was coming down with strep throat, which I didn't know at the time.
Oh.
And I was sitting in this class like deathly sick. By the time I hit like, what it was like Saturday, I was like insanely sick. I was so run down, but I didn't want to stop the class because I'd have to start over.
Yeah.
So I powered through it that night. I literally got home at like 9 o'clock. I'm like breaking out in a sweat. I'm so uncomfortable. I feel so sick. I'm like, I'm just going to run to Target and like get some snacks, get some things, whatever. So before then I relaxed. I like tried to like get my composure back because I was like not doing well.
Yeah.
And I like put on a facial mask. I put on music. I took a bath, everything started to feel a little bit better. Eventually like got in the car, went to Target and was walking around Target. And earlier that day in my master's class, we talked about, you know, when you like are walking around and people are like staring at you.
Yeah.
And in your head, you're like, they're judging me. Or like, did I do something wrong? Yeah. Whatever. And it's called, we called it like a brain tornado, how you, human nature, you take that and you typically jump to the negative thing and not the positive thing. Mm-hmm. And how that spins and it circles and everything. And so I was walking around Target and I was like, oh my gosh, like that is so true. Like brain tornado, like this person's looking at me, this person's looking at me. And when I go to Target, I don't go like, I'm not efficient. I go like to this side of the store. All the way over here to the makeup. Oh, forgot. Go to the produce.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around for like 30 minutes and I finally go to like the hair conditioning shampoo aisle where there are mirrors and I catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. And I had left my bright green clay facial mask.
No.
Face plastered. Like, you know, like those ads that have everything except for your eyes and your lips on my face. My face was stuck. My face was tight. How did I not?
Oh, you poor thing. You were probably so delusional.
I literally had this moment where I was like, shit, like, what do I do? Like, I have this face mask on. Everybody's been staring at me. Do I continue shopping? Do I run to the bathroom and wash it off and then buy my groceries? Do I like just set
it
down? So I literally like lowered my like basket down that had like cheese, everything in it, from like feminine products to whatever it was. I literally set it down, put my hood up, and just like booked it out of the store. And so If you're Target and you have the security footage, like, I would really love that. Oh my God.
I would really love that too. That would be really great content for Off the Vine's Instagram page.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's so funny. And also, like, that breaks my heart for you because you were just so sick and run down. Like,
I was, but my face was like, you know, when you get a face mask on, it's so tight. How did I not know?
You were just so sick and out of your mind. That's sad. Yep. Thank you for sharing.
The people staring should have,
You're like, I'm not going to do the tornado thing and go negative. I probably look really good right now. That's why people are staring. You go in the mirror. Oh.
Literally, peripheral.
That's amazing. Okay, now something illegal. Just kidding.
Oh my God, confession.
No, if you don't have one, that's fine. That embarrassing story is good.
I feel like my biggest confession. No, yeah, maybe we'll stop there. I feel like I was a good kid. I don't know. My biggest confession probably was that growing up, I snuck out a few times. My mom and dad still don't know to this point. Goodbye, America's sweetheart parents, because I feel like they might still be livid. Maybe they could just not listen to this podcast. Two or three times, but I didn't do anything. Like, me and my friend, like, we snuck out and then we got out. And then you're like, now what? There's nothing to do. And in Minnesota, it's cold. So it's like,
You did it just to, like, know what it felt like to sneak out. Your parents probably knew and they were like, we'll let her have this moment.
No. Are you kidding me? I feel like my heart is beating fast right now because for some reason, I still feel like my parents can ground me, which they can't. And they very much believe in me and let me do whatever I want from, like, the moment I went to college. But, like, yeah, I'm sweating over here because,
like, oh my gosh, that is so funny. Okay, well, hopefully they forgive you.
Sorry, Mom and Dad. I turned out fine and
everything's okay. And so, you didn't do anything.
I did date, like, when you, like, would sleep over at your friend's house.
Yeah.
Friends, that it was significantly easier to sneak out of their house. But there was one time where we snuck out and met up with some other friends, and then we were dumb and left, like, the lights in the car, and so our car died, like, her car battery died.
Yeah, that's, and then you have to call for help.
No, we pushed that thing home. Oh, we got it home. It took like an hour. We were sweating so much, but we pushed it all the way home. And then in the morning, we're like, we went upstairs, like, hey, we're gonna go run and get coffee, and the car won't start. Weird.
Oh my gosh, this can never happen anymore. Everyone has, like, a ring light camera and, like, there's just security footage everywhere. That's so funny. I can't believe you pushed the car all the way home. That alone is
it wasn't that we really weren't. We're like down the street, like.
Well, I hope so, but still, even if you, that's crazy. Okay, we'll almost let you go. I know I'm taking up so much of your time, but I have one fun game called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? I just made it up.
I feel like this is going to expose me. Okay.
We could have left the confessions. We could have just played this game. So since you've had some of your students and they've been very involved in this season.
They have.
And have helped. Actually, the kids might show up on Mental. And because you are one of the smartest people I know, I thought we'd play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But we don't have any fifth graders here, so the test is all you. I hit up Google for some questions, so let's see how many of these you can get right.
Oh no, I feel like, okay, I'm not going to lose my job because of questionable choices on a reality TV show. This would be like, she's supposed to know that and she doesn't.
I'm here to help you look good. Don't worry. What is the only temperature which is the same in Fahrenheit as well as Celsius?
I'm sorry. We don't learn about that. Are you kidding me? In fifth grade? 30, 0. -40.
Negative 40.
Who knows that? Who knows
Google.
That?
Google okay. knows that.
Okay.
Okay. What is a baby kangaroo called?
A Joey.
Okay. What is the plural noun of deer?
Deer. It's deer.
You're right. Yes.
Trick question.
Yes. You got it.
I got it.
What word can be the shortest sentence in the English language?
I have no idea. What does that even ask?
Honestly, that was a really confusing question. It's go.
Go.
Yeah. That was a hard one. That was a really hard one. That was also a riddle. Well, now you have a little riddle for your class. Yeah. You should know that. You go. Martin, go. Oh, gosh. What is the dot over the lowercase letter I in the English alphabet called?
I don't know what's funnier. The fact that I feel like we have a significant discrepancy between what is a riddle and what is, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because who, if I'm teaching the wrong stuff, I'm sorry.
No, you're teaching the right stuff.
I'm teaching the wrong stuff because if I don't know, a dot, a period, what do you mean?
It's called a tittle.
A tittle? Okay, I have a question for you. I'm throwing one back.
Okay.
What is the name of the little plastic piece on your shoelace? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's called the word I want to say is tittle for everything.
A tittle.
It's called a dewy hopper.
It's called an aglet.
An aglet? Oh, well, see, you got me. I already knew I wasn't smarter than a fifth grader, though. Okay, two more.
Okay.
What is a person who studies dinosaurs called?
Oh, no.
Ross from Friends is a...
archaeologist. Just kidding. Nope, that's not right.
It's close.
Archaeologist. No, it's not a geologist. That's rocks. A paleontologist is fossils. Yes. Okay, dinosaurs and fossils, yeah. I guess they're the same thing.
I threw you off with dinosaurs. I should have said fossils.
Okay.
Okay, last one. Which planet is the hottest planet?
Not Mars.
No.
Not Pluto, because there's that whole thing. Venus.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. It was either.
I would have guessed Saturn.
Oh, with the little ring?
Yeah. I don't know why. That just seems to me like it would be the hottest planet. Okay, I'm going to end it with this question, but it's the most important question.
Okay.
Are you happy?
Oh, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Yes, I am happy. I am happy. I mean, this whole thing, it's been such an experience. It's been fun. It's been really difficult. It's been life-changing. There's just so much going on. But I mean, I feel like I have such a wonderful group in Minnesota supporting me, just everywhere supporting me, friends everywhere, family everywhere. Fans have been incredibly overwhelmingly supportive. So
that's so nice. Well, you deserve it. And I'm really proud of you. And I'm proud of how you've handled everything and who you are as a person. And I'm just happy to call you my friend.
Oh, thank you. I'll text you back now.
You what?
I'll text you back now.
Yeah. And text me back for the love of God. I'll just kidding.
Text you back. Just yell at me every once in a while.
No, you take your time. You respond whenever. You've been actually really great to me. So don't worry about that. Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. But we're excited to see mental, excited to see how this all plays out, and just excited to follow you for the rest of time and see what you're doing.
I appreciate that.
Okay, thanks, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
With OTV.
Hi, listeners. It's Melissa Gorga from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I'm so excited to announce that I'm getting into the podcast game. My new podcast, Melissa Gorga On Display, premieres December 2nd, and I want you to be the first to hear it. Catch up with me and my celebrity friends each week as we discuss fashion, entrepreneurship, being the cool mom, and the importance of treating yourself. Plus, I'll give you the behind-the-lens look into my crazy life. You think you know it all from what you see on TV, but believe it or not, there are things the cameras just don't catch. That's right. I'm taking my life in front of the cameras and going behind the mic. So grab a glass of red wine and a sprinkle cookie and join me as we celebrate life and style. It's my life unfiltered. It's Melissa Gorga on display, available December 2nd on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.